Hello.
Hi, this is the Joy School with the Local Splash. Can I speak with Cynthia?
This is her.
Hi, Cynthia. Good morning to you. I hope that you're doing well.
Yes.
I'm calling to follow up regarding your request to cancel the account. Is this the best time to talk?
Yeah, we can talk really quickly or to discuss this, sure.
Okay.
So I'll just give it to you, like, I guess bluntly. We're going to end up divorcing, and we're both co-owners of the business. So with the difficulty in that, I'm not sure if he's going to continue on being able to finance a lot of the what it costs, right, to run the business and to have mm-hmm. Local Splash and other parts of it running. My thinking is that he'll try to do that, but I don't think he'll be able to do it initially. I don't know what he's going to do, but I myself will not continue on with the business, obviously, because I'm kind of like the bad person. So I don't really know what to do. I did see we got charged, but he's not actively working on anything.
Okay.
And if he were to call, like, I wouldn't tell him. I mean, don't, like, reiterate everything just because I don't want him to feel ganged up on, or, you know, like I gave some kind of secret information he didn't want anybody to know or anything like that. But it's pretty serious, and he's really unable to get things accomplished right now. But he could say that, you know, I'm sabotaging it, and therefore, you know, he wants to eventually work. I don't want to give too many details, but I don't know if we can pause it, you know, and then if he, you know, is able to or shows that he can, you know, start to pay mm-hmm. for this service, and then he can restart it. Is that an option?
Yeah, that is an option, Cynthia. And first, you know, I'm sorry to hear about your, you know, divorce, knowing, mm-hmm. you know, what's really driving the decision. Yeah, we can put the account on hold, okay, while you try to, I'm not sure, okay, if you're still...
Yeah, I'll just give you personal understanding so you'll understand where I'm coming from. So mm-hmm. in the process of all of this going on, he removed all the extra money out of the business account.
Oh.
And then it doesn't pay for anything. So then everything's coming into a personal account that mm-hmm. he was also spending money on, like, on other things, business related, totally frivolous and bad, and where there's so much debt, you know, piling up. So I have to protect, you know, my income, and then, you know, because we'll have to be able to get out of all of that, those costs. So what I'm doing right now is trying to slow down the costs.
Okay.
That's the decision I meant.
Mm-hmm. I understand, Cynthia. Yeah, but about the business, like what will be the outcome of the business? Will he be continuing managing the business, or you will be continuing?
I will forego my 50% of the business in terms of I don't know what that means, to be honest with you. I don't know the value of the business at what he can bring in a good amount of revenue, but he has to be working to do so. He has to have a line of credit to be able to absorb any of the costs that come with it. I don't know if he'll, you know, be able to establish that again after me. I don't know whether, you know, split of assets will give him enough to get going. I don't know if he'll mentally be able to. I don't know. I wish I knew. I could give you a definitive answer, but I do not know. I think right now it's probably his only lifeline. I think it's going to be his goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly would hope that for him, but I just don't know.
I understand.
I just didn't want it. I just don't want it to keep going. Now, if he comes out of the situation he's in at the current moment, mm-hmm. and even while the divorce is going, he says, I want to work. I need to start working. And he restarts it maybe because I know we got charged for the coming month, but but he's not actively doing anything. Any leads, he's not accessing them. He can't access them. And so you know.
Yeah, I see here that you have already paid for this month, and, you know, if possible, I really do want to, you know, like, encourage you to make use of paid time, you know, the way you're getting the full value of what you have invested.
Yeah, I have no control over that.
Yeah.
Since he's operations, those leads are going nowhere.
Okay.
So just so you know, any leads coming through right now, he's not getting them. He's not going to get them. He's
okay. Yeah, maybe you still need more time to discuss this with him, Cynthia. Yeah, we can make use of the time here, and I can give you a follow-up maybe after 2 weeks to see, you know, if we have...
Well, as of right now, I would like to pause it for the month of May.
Okay.
Like I would want to put right now that I do not want it to get charged for the next coming month.
Sure. I
and
understand.
Then he can restart it if, you know, when things get worked out and he understands, you know, his, how it's going to work, let him do that. But as of now, I just want to make sure I have that backstop. So I don't forget. This is extremely a chaotic moment for me, and I got a million and one threads to take care of. And I'll forget this, and I'll get charged another $250, and it'll go to nothing. And that's, like, precious to me right now.
Yes, yeah, I understand that money is tight at the moment, as in, you know, it's all the things that are going on your end. So how about this? We can make use of the of the remaining time, okay, that you paid. And then before the scheduled billing, I can pause the account until May. And I'm curious if, because the account will reactivate, right? You know, if we pause, it's
well. I would like to pause it for more than just 1 month.
The maximum time we can pause the account is up to 6 months.
Oh,
and then,
that's
yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Then let's do it for 2 months, right now.
Okay, 2 months right now. So
by then everything will be completed, and he'll know what to do, and I can either give you a final answer, or he'll be able to, you know, say that, because the divorce should be concluded by then.
Okay. Yeah. How about this? We can make use of the remaining time, right? Because obviously you have paid already for this month. And then before billing, I can pause the service for 2 months. And then in 3 months, I can give you a call to follow up. Okay. To
right.
See, you know, what will be your like final decision about the business. Will you, whether you will be, managing it, by yourself. Okay. Or John will continue to manage this business. So yeah, I would like to find out.
Okay. Thank you. Just don't, please don't restart it unless you talk to me. Or
sure,
or him.
Sure. Yeah, I will. Yeah, I will first follow up with you.
Okay, great. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome, Cynthia. Yeah, I hope that you know. yeah, from the sound. Yeah, I hope that. yeah, you will be able to overcome this current challenges.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know it's really, really difficult.
It will be for the best. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome, Cynthia. You too, Cynthia. Yeah, well, we'll talk again in 3 months. Mm-hmm.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye, Cynthia. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.